Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome to another edition of Health Matters. Dr. John Burkhardt is our guest. He is the Assistant Residency Director at the University Medical Center and a psychologist who enlightens us and helps us every time he joins us. Good to see you again, Dr. Burkhardt.
Thank you for having me.
We talked in a previous segment about stress and just dealing with that in general. This has been the most unique 18 months, close to 2 years now that we've dealt with the pandemic. Every day the media is talking about the Ukrainian border, and even if you can't find Ukraine on the globe, you still hear war and tanks and buildup of troops, and it's stressful. And watch any evening newscast, and it's stressful. Without giving away names of your patients, do some of your patients come to you and go, I'm just worried about what I heard on the news or what's going on in the world? Is this affecting folks that you talk to all the time?
It is, especially when you have some folks that it's their general interests. I like politics, I like world events, mm-hmm. or sometimes they're a little bit older, so they've grown up reading a newspaper, learning about it, watching the news at noon and in the evening time, and maybe even one of the late nights. And now with the internet and the World Wide Web, so you can just get everything constantly, you get way more information. Now, the hard, difficult part is like, what do you do with all of it?
I'm a journalist, and sometimes I'm frustrated when I talk to someone and they don't know much about current events. They argue a subject, but they don't know much about it. And I think, oh, you should watch more. You should take more in. But you can take too much in sometimes and develop stress from that, I suppose.
You can. I mean, if you think, let's just use, you had one example, but I'm just thinking we'll use the most recent, which is COVID, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things that I often talked about, especially when people became more depressed, stressed, anxious as the pandemic went on, I mean, I can remember when it started, and it seemed to start on one news channel, and it just was like on
yes.
for the rest of our time as it kept going. And at first it was just, you're just kind of watching and you didn't figure it out because it was so new, but then it's on every day and then people start talking about it. And so one of the things, as people became too focused on it because mm-hmm. of too many problems, we immediately started limiting how much of this they would actually take in. And that worked really well with most folks. Hard, especially when it's their habit, but it worked well for them.
I have had older family members who put a news channel on that happens to do news leaning the way they like it, and they will watch it all day and believe every word that was said, even when it's obviously someone's opinion. So on the one hand, I'm worried people aren't well informed. On the other hand, I'm afraid they're saturated, not always with just accurate information. Not to make this a too long of a question, but I grew up watching Walter Cronkite, had no idea what he felt about anything. He just told us the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get stressed. I was informed, but didn't stress. I think sometimes some people are watching just way too much, hearing too much scary information.
Well, it can be. And if you think about it, if things get too boring, nobody really watches you, right?
Yeah, we've learned that in news.
And the other part, though, too, is how we take in information has changed. If, to your point using Walter, is before you would read a newspaper article. And then at the end, you had to make up your mind what you thought about it. Mm-hmm. No different than when your teacher made you read a book in school and you thought, did I like this book or did I not like it? Or was it really about this? I kind of thought it was about this. And now we just, again, we just get flooded and people tell us, and we're just so used to just watching things that it becomes, there's no time to actually critique it, right? Mm-hmm. Study it or mm-hmm. question it.
A lot of people are spending so much time on devices now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever just not think about anything. They're constantly taking in information, even if it's chit-chat.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we're designed to do that. As a psychologist, you'd rather see people turn them off and look at the clouds for once in a while.
There's no question. I mean, we're social beings by nature. So, yes, could somebody argue, I get nervous, I have panic attacks, socializing is tough? Yes. But so would be isolating yourself to none, mm-hmm. right? There's always that balance that you want to feel. And yes, we want human contact. I mean, COVID taught us that, right? All of a sudden, we're all running around doing our own thing. This pandemic happens, and now it's important to check on loved ones and spend time with family and go for walks and do these types of things. We all knew it, but then this happens. Like, oh, wait, that's actually really, really important.
Give me a general answer to this. In my age group, and I'm older than you, if somebody went to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist, ooh, something was really wrong with them, it wasn't as accepted as it is today. People go to all kinds of professionals to improve themselves, to make life happier. If someone is dealing with stress from world events and they're walking around with a cloud over them, would an appointment or two with a professional psychologist or a psychiatrist, whatever they choose or whatever their physician recommends, it's covered by insurance. It's not that expensive with copays. Wouldn't you recommend people visit a professional once in a while? Even if overall they're functioning okay, it can't hurt anything just to help with where your brain is involved with world events. I know you must recommend that. Not necessarily come see John Burkhart, but see someone and talk to a professional.
I kind of like seeing and recommending John Burkhart, but no, in all honesty, yeah, I mean, one of the things that's always hard that people have a difficult time wrapping their brain around, I think this answers your questions. I might be seeing them and everything's going well.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I'll see you next time. And they're like, what do you mean it's going good? I know it is. Now we can work on the things you want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Right? So sometimes even when you're doing well, to your point, somebody's like, I don't need to go. But that could actually be one of the best times because there's no other fires that we're working on to put out, so that chance for growth could be bigger. And there's times where I've had people come in like, I just need to see a couple times for this. Great. And we do. And they're on their way.
And are they on their way when you begin to recognize they're making progress? But is it when they realize they're making progress that you know that we're on the right track here? They have to understand that, hey, I feel better. I'm thinking more clearly. I'm not as stressed as I was.
It's a little bit of both because you want them to feel just as in control of it as you are. And, you know, if they wanted to leave too early and said, oh, I'm not really sure. What do you think about that? And they say no. And I say, hey, you know, it's okay. If that's what you feel right now, great. I'm still going to be here.
Yeah.
So if you change your mind, I said, I don't even care if it's in a week or a month or a year. I'm going to be right here.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's important for them too.
Dr. John Burkhart, we appreciate you very much. I don't think our bosses would like it, but I'd love to put up a graphic with your office phone number and hours and all of that. I think we'd be called for that, don't you, Matt?
Yeah, probably.
Dr. Burkhart, thank you again for your time. We appreciate you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.